This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, we've already heard how fostering has made a difference to one young woman in North Yorkshire, but what effect does it have on the people who provide that much needed support? Social worker Elaine Mortimer tells us how rewarding it is to see someone leave care and stand on their own two feet.
We've had some ups and downs, but Kayleigh has achieved really well, and I think she was in a long-term settled foster placement. Her foster carers were outstanding, supported Kayleigh through everything, her ups and downs, never gave in, would always fight a corner, and we were always there to offer the support, which I think has helped Kayleigh achieve and be where she is today, because she's had that long experience of support and people being there.
And when I've spoken to other people who work with the County Council, they've said how important it is to get young people ready for going from care to sort of the big wide world, as it were. It's really important period, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there is quite a big expectation on foster carers to prepare young people for independence. But when you're actually working on the ground, I think you can prepare a young person as much as you think possible, but actually reality is when they actually leave that placement and make the jump into their own accommodation, it is quite scary and can be quite challenging. And it's knowing that you've got somebody to turn to at the difficult times to help support you through things, that you aren't just left alone in your own accommodation. And obviously foster carers are a valued part of that, because you would hope that they would continue to offer the support to the young people as well as the leaving care team.
The fact that you've helped Kayleigh and she's doing really well now in the big wide world, it must be really rewarding for you to see how she's doing.
It is. It's brilliant to look back and still have such a good relationship with a young person and see actually and reflect that actually where she was when she first came into care and actually where she is now. And we've just had a conversation about Kayleigh being able to support other young people that may be going through that process and speak to them about actually how hard it really is, and that life isn't as simple as you may think at 16 when you're trying to get your own flat and reality actually hits home that it isn't, you know, the ideal world that you maybe think that it is.
And as Kayleigh says as well about people and their perception of people who are in care, they don't look at it in the right way.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have, quite a large caseload, and every young person's different, and people, sometimes there is a stigma attached to care leavers that they are going to cause trouble, they're going to get in trouble with the police. But actually, they are individual young people, they are all unique, they are all different, and they all have the capacity to do really well with the right support and help.
Kayleigh, Elaine was mentioning about how you'd like to help other young people. How do you think that'll help you sort of grow as a person trying to help people who are in a similar position?
Well, I think for me, because so much has gone on in my life since being in care, I think for some strange reason, I think if I could help other people, I might get closure myself, because I keep going through it and through it. And I think if I'm helping other people, then helping them understand, like, it doesn't matter what you do, what's happened has happened and you can't change it, it's going to carry on. I think it might help them, miss a few bad bits out that I maybe went through. If they saw it from somebody's point of view that's actually, been through it, and it might change their way of thinking a little bit, because they're not bad people. If you think about it another way, instead of thinking that they're the bad people that have took you away and stuff, they're the people that have took you in to help you learn and have a proper childhood, which you might not have got.